Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Wednesday BBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And this show normally deals with a lot of just information and questions. So here we go. Let's clear the date here. And the date today is July 19th. Boy, time's sure going by here. It's 2017, if you're on an archive. So we always clear the dates because a year ago at this time, on the same day, you may have had a problem, and they would copy and paste your problem into this year on today's date. So anyway, look at the dates, see if anything's happening that you don't like, and look back in your past, or maybe go to Google and see what's happening on this date in history or her story and see what's going on there. Let's clear the date here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. A lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, that feels good. And we'll be working with the, looks like the moon energy. I'll clear that today in a little bit here. Getting rid of the energies there that's probably transmitting stuff to you. So, if you have a situation going on, we'll clear that. Let's first energize the light beam, so bring peace energy into your room. Here they come. And as you want on your monitor screen, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Some people have like 4 on their screen. Some have 1. Some have multiple monitors. Your smartphone may have a light beam up. So here we go. Stronger. This would be male energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now for your special situation that you're reacting to, let's clear that from you. So it could be physical, mental, or emotional. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I'm going to be doing a special clearing probably next month, I believe. And it will deal with your placenta energy. That'll be with another clearing. So we'll see how that's working out. It'll probably be on a Saturday again, and the time will be 1 o'clock. But I'm not sure what I'm going to be putting with that. So we'll see how that's going to unfold here. Remember, and the prerequisites, in case you want to get ready for it, you must have your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and you must also have your alien baptism clearing. Whether or not you're baptized in this lifetime or not, you need to do that clearing. So we'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you out there, all ready to go out of the rooms of makeup room and voice tuning, et cetera. Got your proper shoes on and your voice is all tuned up. So are you out there, Michelle?
Yes, I am out here and my voice is all tuned up. I've been singing all night, so that's really cool. Welcome, everybody, to the Creation Lightship Wednesday night show. And let's see, I didn't even know there was actually a big moon happening right now, so... You know, maybe that's a good thing. But I do have somebody who wrote in and they wonder if the reincarnation program that we all are hooked into could be stemming from the moon?
I don't think it is, no. Well, I don't get that energy at all. It just, remember the reincarnation, whenever I see people being abducted, after, you know, the body dies and the spirit is taken away, I've always seen it going into darkness. And so I don't see a signature of the moon there for that or being used for darkness or forced reincarnation. So it's some other maybe location or something out there. So back to you.
I always thought it was just because we were trapped here, and so... That's just what happened. Well, Yeah, and then the same listener is also wondering how come we're not talking about a specific alien race, because they feel that they're the reason why we have so many institutions on our planet. But when you speak about aliens, you are including, you know, past history ones, current ones. They've all affected us for a long time. Is that correct?
Yeah, most people maybe point their finger maybe at, you know, the Greys and also the Reptilians and Draconians and, you know, but there's so many more out there. And you also have the ones that are controlling these races that are invisible. So, you know, there's the Archons, but there's so many of them that I don't normally just point at one of these things as the only bad guy, because they're all doing stuff here. And remember, these things can shapeshift. You may think that something is maybe a reptilian, and it could be something else entirely different. So back to you.
Yeah, there's just so many. I mean, I guess if you really thought about it and looked at things, they created literally everything we have here, including us. Except maybe animals.
Yep, so we're part of them, and they, you know, have us, you know, down here on the prison planet, controlling our bodies and mainly our, you know, you have robotics put into people, robotic programs, robotic physical parts. In fact, we'll just clear one. So let's see. Let's work with, I normally work with hands, but let's work with wrist. So let's take your robotic program slash artificial intelligent body parts, okay? Maybe you need a program, and you need a body part to work with the program. So I'm going to work with your left wrist first and release that from you. And, you know, I have seen on people like fiber optics. I have seen, like, hydraulic hoses, air hoses, different things like you see on androids and stuff. And most people have these that are invisible attached to the physical body. So let's see if we can get you a little more movement out of your wrist here. So I'm going to work with your left wrist. Here we go. Release that energy. And I'll count to 50. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And kind of move your wrist around, see if it pops or something. Maybe you have a little more movement because what we took off of you is I'll just use the artificial intelligent remote-controlled overlay, you know, body parts, body energy connections to these physical parts that you can't see attached to you. So to see how your left wrist is doing, we'll do the same thing now to the right wrist. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This would feel stronger, maybe because people are right-handed more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Wow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, back to you. We'll see how people are doing. Maybe you can write in, give us a little information on how you feel. CLSquestions at yahoo.com or the fast chat.
Yes. Okay. I hope everybody got that. I will repeat it again at CLSquestions at yahoo.com. Also, we were speaking earlier with some people, we were talking about different bundles. So I looked them up, and I see the Alien Freedom Bundle, which is $150, and it's quite a deal. It includes four major healings, and two of them are barcode removal healings. So I'll just read what they are in case you want to get more of that energy off of you. The Alien Freedom Bundle includes the Alien Blood Barcode Removal, the Alien Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal, the Alien Energetic Web Coat Removal and Oxygen Infusion, and the Abduction Barcode Removal. So,
I'll do a sample of those for everybody, just to see if your body heats up or gets tingles. Maybe you might have a little more consciousness. Here we go. So this is the blood barcode being released momentarily for you. Remember, these clearings take longer than what I'm doing here, so you're going to just have a little sample just to see how your body's responding. So ideally what I'm doing is 100% clearing, but it may only be 5% effective because you're not doing the clearing online. But we'll see. So here we go. Blood barcode. Counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wait maybe a half a minute here. If you want to talk a little bit, Michelle, we'll let that energy settle into people, see if they can feel a change maybe in their circulation or maybe getting more oxygen or something.
Yeah, great. That is a really good one. It does help your blood, and I'm sure, you know, if we have the DNA, they've given us their mind, then obviously we also do have their blood or something. So there's all sorts of stuff going through people. If you guys want to write in, let me know if you're feeling anything. That would be great. We'd love to read it. Somebody wrote on the robotic sample, as I type, I can feel my right wrist is looser and rubbery after Ron did the robotic clearing. It's also warmer. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And I'll just talk about this in between your healing. So, Ron, whenever you want to do another one, just let me know. But there was a document posted, I think it was a little while ago, and it was online. I printed it up at one point. Basically, it's a list of the new Earth. Oh, I'm sorry, no. There's a list of light energy and dark energy. But there is also a list of new Earth versus the current old Earth. And apparently that is posted in the CLS chat connection where the fast chat feedback form is. So if anyone wants to see the one about the new Earth, that's where that is. But I wanted to go through the one that I have here. It's the difference between pure light source energy and dark fabricated source energy masquerading as light energy. So basically, we all know that the source energy is 100% actual light. The dark fabricated source energy is based on mind energy alone. So within that, it will always seek to enslave you and disempower you. It controls you. It has transmissions. It can include attunements, abductions, birth charts, horoscopes, alignments. It tends to dominate others, whereas the light will honor your free will, your free choice. It never seeks to control you. It granted you free will to all its creation. So those are some basic differences. It goes on. I did find this document on the Creation Lightship website. Right now, I'm actually not even sure where, but it's a nicely printed up document. So also the dark side, mind control, basically, it manifests through force, mind control. They always want you to go outside yourself to find something, namely religions or organizations. And it includes a spiritual hierarchy, whereas in the light, there is no spiritual hierarchy. And they encourage you to go within and have a spirit connection. And the truth is found within you. So you can just do the mind to heart drop to tap into that wisdom. So, all right, Ron, did you want to do another section of that
Now let's do the slime body. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and heavy five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. Wow, it's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, there we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so that's your slime one, and we'll see how people feel with that one. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. That's interesting. Somebody, the next one that I came to read was a testimonial that just simply says, "I feel so young. Thanks, Ron." I think they were actually writing in about last night's call. So, because they wrote it on the 18th, and I think that was yesterday. So that's great. I know you also did enlistments yesterday, so things may have changed for some people, or maybe they enlisted for the first time. Okay. I don't know if you want to tackle this one, Ron. I had forwarded it to you earlier, but I'm not sure if you were able to read it. But one of our listeners wrote in about an ongoing physical issue that they are dealing with, and they have a whole list of really good healings that they have done. And they're wondering if you have any suggestions or if you think timeline crashes would be the answer.
Boy, I could probably timeline crashing. Although, if you have a illness, you may want to go back when you first had it toe deal and clear that out, and then also maybe do some timeline crashes for the person that gave you that news. So it could have been a doctor, typically. So you want to get them off of the timeline that you actually have been, because they could keep you on it, I guess another way of saying it, they may want to know that you have this illness so you could keep coming back to them, because they're making money each time you come in. So they're going to put you on the money timeline for them, knowing that you're going to be there dealing with an illness. So you want to get off that timeline of the nurse or doctor or whoever gave you that information. And that's true with anything. You may not have an illness and you hear me talk and, somebody told you some news about something, so you want to get off that timeline. I guess I could relate it a little differently. So let's say that the tires on your car, are pretty worn. Now, but they'll last another 5,000 miles, and you're going to buy new tires next month. It's a common thing. Tires wear out, And if somebody looks at them and they go, "Oh, man, your tires are really bad. You're going to get a flat tire, or have a blowout." But right away, they're putting you on that timeline, and they're projecting your tires and you to have maybe even an accident. So right away, you intuitively knew that your tires, could last another 5,000 miles, but somebody else is now interfering with you. Remember, this is the law of cause and effect, and how people, might find in your parking place by using mind energy. This person now is giving you a psychic whammy that you're going to have a problem with your tires, and very possibly they sell tires, okay? And so, right away, you want to get off of that timeline that you're going to have a problem happening to you with those. So you want to timeline that person for what they stated to you about you having a blowout. They're just waiting, to sell you something, or, they're giving you that information. So, do timeline crashes on that. Hopefully that can help you. So back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of things in here about Shasta, so I'm not sure if they're new or not. I think they might be. This one says, I lived in Shasta City in the late 1990s and experienced a great deal. Now I know it was the light of the dark energies. They wonder why you choose to live there, and they're considering moving there and wonder if you have cleared it and if it is still a portal and a place the masters go to.
Well, the masters don't come here. That's just one of those things they probably talk about. So number one, I would say no, they don't come here. And number two, I've been doing clearing since I've lived here, and it's much better. The problem is that people come up here to take the energy from the mountain, and they do the rituals and the mantras, and they make their little rock formations and whatever else they do. And that's the problem that God has left here when people come up here and do their rituals and their practices. And they're just using the mountain energy to give them a high or do whatever. I'm just here because there's less people. And it's on, I-5. As far as the mountain energy, it is high. I guess it's okay. A lot of people move up here and they get physically burned out. Energetically, maybe their system fries and they have to leave in 3 to 5 years. But, aside from that, it's just the place that I can live and kind of be in seclusion. There's, a very low population here, and it's on a main highway. So that's why I'm here. It's not because the mountain drew me here, believe me. I would go somewhere else if that was the case. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Yes, I have been up there myself. It is an interesting area. I've been to Weed, and I definitely feel something. I do know that there is also some military activity in the mountain as well. So it could be a combination of all sorts of things going on. But it's interesting you mentioned that it does tend to drain people. And I have experienced that, I believe, when I was up there as well. So, somebody wrote that.
Remember, people will get charged up initially, but it's so electric here that it just burns them out and they have to leave. And, Zona is the complete opposite to me, although that's another alien central because they have a lot of ships there. But, Sedona, to me, is so low energy, it's like, wow. It's like you're already in your grave when you go there. If you're listening to me and you live there, I'm sorry, but, for me, I couldn't even function there. It's just too low of energy. Anyway, back to you.
Yes, I've heard that as well. I was ordered by someone to never go there. Okay, so somebody wrote about, the conference last week, though, it says, I was there with Ron and also at the Monday post-event workshop, and I am completely renewed and alive. I highly recommend listeners to go see Ron in person as much as they can. I am thrilled and thankful.
Well, thank you for that, whoever it was, so thanks a lot.
Yes. And I wholeheartedly agree. It's so worth it. We live in a big world, but it can be smaller by, going to meet the people that you are, spending time with and that are important and have important things to contribute to your life. So.
Yeah, the next event will be in New York in October. I don't know what the actual physical date is, but it will be in October. That's the New Life Expo. It'll be at the New Yorker Hotel. So back to you.
Awesome. And that is a really cool event. It's really nice. It's nicely laid out. It's very relaxing, actually, just the way they have everything. It's just kind of nice. And it's interesting to see people, you know, that are into that sort of thing in New York. It seems like it might not fit, but it's great, and it's just really cool. Okay, so this one says, hi, does Ron say that the spirit and soul are the same thing?
Well, just a little complicated. Ideally, it's the same thing, but your, how do I say this here? Your spirit is uncontaminated. So that's where I come from when I talk about your spirit, okay? And so, but the spirit would be the soul, but that's what's so switching over here now to duality. So your spirit is your soul, and the soul is stuck in duality, which is what your spirit is, okay? Same thing. So I talk about your spirit in light, okay? So I always see it as perfect, and that's how I engage your spirit, even though it would be called a soul. So your soul gets contaminated each lifetime, which is still your spirit. But I always stick with wholeness when I deal with anybody. And I don't go into the soul, because the soul has a soul family, and it has the contamination of all the energetic bodies that contaminate it. And then it gets flushed down the rat hole along with your body. And then when your body dies, your spirit is basically suffering the same. And then the light of the darkness has to clear it off, and you reincarnate again. So that would be like your soul. And you do have contracts with your soul from your soul family and maybe other you know, energies out there, but typically that's how they trap you here. But yeah, it would be the same, but looking at it, if you were to draw a line, spirit is uncontaminated, which is what I work with and look at, and your soul is what gets contaminated, even though it's the same thing. But it depends how you want to look at it. I choose not to look at you as being contaminated. I wouldn't look at your soul on most people. I probably want to throw up in a sense, because as you get older, your soul starts to decline and have all these problems, just like your body does. But I choose to look at your perfection of your spirit, and that's what I work with. And then I energize through different clearings, or re-energize and put light back into your spirit where it's missing or contaminated, you know, some of its light energies. Hopefully that helped you. So back to you.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the explanation. Would you like to do another part of the Alien Freedom Bundle?
So web code is next. And there is an explanation on the website for these. So here we go. The web coat. This is like spider webs around you and a heavy energy. And here we go. So releasing this energy from you. Boy, how are you yawning to begin with? Ugh. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. A lot of stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Here we go. That's good. So just see how that feels there. Remember, I said this is maybe about a 5% clearing of what I'm giving you. So it's 100% of the energy, but it only can work about 5% to clean you up as a sample here. So back to you, Michelle. We'll see if we get any comments on that one. That was pretty heavy.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, and they did give us the date for the New Life Expo. It is very far off, but in case people wanted to plan ahead, it is October 27th to the 29th. It is a three-day event, and it is taking place in the Hotel New Yorker in New York. And I always like to suggest, you know, if you really want to spend a little bit of time with Ron, come on a Friday night, because the conference is usually not as busy as the other 2 days. And it's just kind of a little more peaceful. So thank you, listener. Okay, I'm just going to see if anybody wrote in. No, they have not. I have the feeling some people are traveling this evening. Okay, so somebody wrote in, I did a space clearing for my property in another country with the address. On the property are two buildings. I used unknown for overnight clearing. Did this work? I did the same for my car in a separate purchase with unknown.
Well, the clearings always work. So it, you know, I guess I would say, what did you attempt to clear? You know, are you looking at an energy you're trying to clear, or just a basic general clearing? If you're not in your car, let's start over again here. So if you're trying to clear a car that's not with you and that you're not going to be driving in, you could probably take away entities out of the car, okay? Normally when you do a space clearing, it's where you're going to be, and it will resonate through you as you're the conduit to do the clearing. Now, you can clear something before you come to that location, but mainly it's attached to you. So, like, if you say, yeah, I'm going to work today, you know, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, I start at 9, we'll say, and I want to clear my cubicle. So you could put the energy there to clear your cubicle, and it will start to clear it before you come to work, but it's going to clear where you are. Well, let's say that, you know, you're in your cubicle and you have to go out and maybe you're going to lunch in the building. That energy will be with you, clearing the space around you in that, you know, location space clearing. Or maybe if you're driving your car, it will work with you driving your car. But just to do a clearing on some location that you're not living at, or you're not physically there, it will more than likely just clear away like entities and stuff that's there, which is what you probably want to clear anyway. But it would be more effective if you were there as the conduit. So hopefully that helps you. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one. And I think unknown is a good choice. You know, I don't know if we could possibly know what could all be there. Okay, this one says, I was smoking a lot of some mysterious substance when I did the emotional body clearing some years ago, but I am sober now. My question is, should I redo the whole life clearing? I have the unlimited now, and should I run it on that or the regular non-unlimited?
Well, the unlimited keeps you current with your clearing. If you did the clearing before you smoked or took drugs or whatever, that's what it sounds like. We'll say you did it 5 years ago and you got smoking your weed or whatever, you know, 2 years ago, for instance. And now you're wondering what to do because you want to buy the unlimited. Then you want to go back and clear the 2 years because it wasn't included in the whole lifetime clearing. You're probably talking about buying the unlimited right now to go back, and that will, you can go back to when you stopped, when you finished the clearing as the whole lifetime clearing. But normally you would, just going into the whole lifetime clearing, you already did that. That's clear. There's no reason to clear that over again. But you want to clear from when you did the clearing, we'll say. Just say you did it on January 1st, okay? Now you're 2 years, you know, from that point in time. So you want to go back 2 years, and you want to clear from January 1st on to current. Normally what most people do, well, the unlimited, they'll start bringing up, thinking about, because you remember the darkness is what your thoughts are. So you start thinking about events and situations, then you clear that. So you may have 20 things that happened to you since you did the whole lifetime emotional clearing, and just clear them one at a time. And you may even know what dates it is, you know, or what year, and you can enter that in there too. But just clean it out. But that's your current. And as you keep cleaning yourself out of these particular situations, then when you start looking at your life, it'll just be like a clean slate. That way that's your validation on if you did enough or not. If you can think of something that happened to you that was traumatic, you only have it because it wasn't cleared. So let's get the unlimited and just clear that. Back to you.
Okay. So, all right, thank you. Somebody did write in about the alien web coat removal. They said the sample left me feeling a bit cooler, and they wonder maybe I was a bit smothered or encased somehow. Thanks, Ron.
Welcome.
Okay. All right, well, let's see what we have here next. So, somebody is wondering, if they've enlisted, do you get more death barcodes that you need to clear?
I would say probably not. I don't think there's a relationship between getting more death barcodes after the enlistment. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I don't think you would have anything more than what you would normally have, living here. Because the death barcodes are put on you here by living physically here. They won't be put on to you because you're a time-traveling soldier and doing work there. They're not going to be put on you at all. That I haven't seen it yet happen. So I'd say I'm 99% correct there. But what you should feel more stable with your body energy. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I do. I feel just safer, more at ease. I don't know if it's because I feel them around me or not, but I just feel that way. So, okay, on another note, somebody has been doing the Love It Away exercise, and what they wrote was, I have done the Love It Away exercise about 6 times. It has been spread out over a month's time. I have a chart and crossed off 1,000 times. Should I be doing this exercise every day until I see a noticeable difference? I am doing a variation of the following. I love my food addiction. It makes me feel fat, gross, ugly, unsafe, whatever. Am I doing this right? Can I expect to do this for several days in a row or many days?
You should feel the issue leave you, okay? And so you should be able to look at your issue as like, say you have a food addiction, maybe somehow the food is like, you know, you need to have ice cream every night, you know. So as you do the clearing, you know, I love my food addiction. It's actually, we'll say ice cream. I love my ice cream, and it's making me feel, happy, which probably could be an emotion that's happening. But it's making me also gain weight. So you will just keep doing that over and over again. And then after you do it 1,000 times or more, if that's what your issue is, then you should hit a point to where you feel some sadness because the ice cream, you know, is harming your body. So your body will come forward and make you probably feel agitated or sad or something, and then you work your way out of it. And then when somebody says, hey, you want some ice cream? You go, nope, been there, done that. I don't need any tonight. But that's where you should be. And there could be different issues with the food addiction, you know. Maybe you like that, smelling it, you know. Maybe you like eating a certain type of food. So you need to look at other issues of what it's doing to you. And then you may start to feel more relief from maybe, I guess it's the problem of overeating. That's what it sounds like to me. So back to you.
Okay, very good. Somebody has written in, it's a testimonial and then a question. And it says, thank you, I am so blessed. I did the alien head connection and implant along with satellite timeline crash free healing. My energy is back and feeling very light. Also saw fantastic results for mothers, free healings you graciously have provided for us. I used for people like Be Here Now and with beautiful results. I received a suggestion for 6 death barcode removal. I am 68 years old, born in Brazil. Is it possible that I passed through some death barcodes already? What are the treatments for liberating heritage? So it says, 4 sisters got land area still in process for liberation to sell and pay for treatments. I'm not sure which treatments they're meaning, though. And then it says, my work is to do what my 3 children request me to help them and my grandchildren. They provide my living. Right now, no one seems to understand the kind of work you do. Sorry for this long email, but I really would like to continue the healing. Here and now, I want to trust the existence will provide what I need. I am grateful to come to know you.
Yeah, well, the first clearing that you want to do, besides the free ones, you need to do your full lifetime emotional clearing. So that's where you start. And that will help you out a whole bunch and rebalance you out. If you're living in Brazil, there's a lot of alien activity there. So, you may want to, if you feel your body getting pinpricks at night when you're going to bed or your body jerks a lot, maybe feel some unexplained pain, then you may want to get on the eliminating alien attack stuff to do that. And that's $30 a month. But the first clearing to do, sounds like you're getting your feet wet with the free ones, but the first one you want to do to help yourself is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, that's a major one. It'll remove so much stuff because I believe what you have said is that every emotion you have ever felt is basically still in your body.
Yep, and it sounds like you have 68 years of stuff. So you got a big backpack on, so you want to get the stuff off of you. So back to you.
Absolutely. So think how great you'll feel if you get that off. And if you really want to know how it feels, you can change the amount of how much you're feeling it, but that's only how much you're feeling it. Whether or not you turn it, it goes from 1 to 20, whatever number you have it at, it will still heal you and do 100% of getting that out of your body. But if you want to feel it more, then, you know, you can turn it up a little bit to like a higher number, and then you'll know for sure it's working. But it can be very intense, so you might want to do it before bed. Okay. Or have some place you can sit nearby at least. Okay, I wanted to go back. Did we have one more healing in the bundle?
Yeah, we have the abduction one. So we'll concentrate on one of your dreams because that's an abduction that you have. So think of one of the dreams that you more recently had. We'll clear that energy off of you. So here we go. Or it could be maybe even a time that you maybe lost track of time. You're driving, doing something, and you felt like a little strange. And that means that you probably weren't here. You're up on a timeline someplace. So your choice here, what you want to do. Could even be a deja vu situation. So I'll clear that now. Just you have to think of it. And I'll replace what your thoughts are, which was the abduction, and I'll put peace there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And also we'll be dealing with the aliens that abducted you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That feels pretty good. Okay. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay. So let's see what else we have here. Thank you very much, Ron. Got a lot of different stuff. There is, let's see here. We had a question about the Jewish money codes. I know that, I think you talked about that a while ago, and you may have given those to us. So, oh, here we go. Somebody has a question about the cellular mental clearing. It says, Ron, could you please speak a little bit more about the benefits of the cellular mental clearing? And thank you for all that you do.
Well, that's how your cells in your body are communicating basically to your mind, okay? And so that's where your issues are. So you're being bounced back and forth. The mind will think of something, and that will be getting the information, what you're thinking about, from your cellular memory. And then it works the other way around, too. So if your body is fully charged with all of your emotions, or we could say memories of this lifetime, and plus past lives, but we'll just keep it simple, we'll just say this lifetime. And so what happens is, your body will react and respond, just like having a fear you can't explain, to a situation. And you're trying to figure it out, but your body's upset. And then all of a sudden you start getting visions of something, which is your mind coming forth and bringing forth energy information to you about what's going on. So you want to get rid of that. You want to get rid of the energies that your cells are transmitting to your mind, which is causing you problems. Hopefully you understand that, and then it works the other way around too. It's a two-way street. So your mind will program your cells, and then your cells will come back and validate that you've been programmed, bringing forth situations in your life, and that gets transmitted onto your psychic billboard. And everybody knows your stuff, and then from there, you're on the roller coaster ride. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right, well, somebody else is wondering, what clearing would help get rid of blockages interfering with prosperity?
Well, is prosperity money to you, okay? So maybe you're allergic to money. So what I normally have people do is get a money belt and put whatever you can afford that's a lot of money to you on that. If you want to clear the money first, maybe even wash it and do energetic clearing on it, you know, with the clearings on the website for object clearings. We have a bundle for that that could help you. So the main thing is if you are out of the flow of money, it's because you're probably allergic to it. So you need to come into oneness with that. So maybe you've been inundated with a lot of bills in your life, and you don't like bills, and so even though you know the bill is for you using something, and so you don't like the bills when they come, which is automatic. If you don't like them, then maybe the flow of money to come in to you to help you pay the bills, you are on the wrong side of the street there, because the money would normally come to you, but now you don't want it to come because you don't want to pay the bill. So you need to look at that. You might go through and do the clearing, what's that one? Staff Empowerment Clearing, see which one of those issues are affecting you. But you may want to do the Prosperity. I think we have the bundle for that, and that could help you. So it's everybody's issues are different when it comes to, receiving funds or something. And maybe your parents passed on something to you. Maybe you're told that money is the root of all evil or something. That's what used to be going around when I was younger. Maybe there's other phrases, too. So you kind of hear that and you believe it, and you wonder why you can't get money because you're not drawing it to yourself. Now, we're talking about the old earth, right, because that's the law of cause and effect. New earth, you don't need any money. So, you need to, help yourself get into the new earth energy, and then things will come to you maybe more freely than it would on the old earth. You can live in both arenas. So back to you.
Yeah, I've also often heard the word like filthy money, or people, I work hard for my money. Well, they usually mean physically hard, and that can take a toll on your body. So it's, easier to work smart for your money. So then this is a way of working smart, is doing these clearings, and then, it'll probably come to you a little bit easier. So for the Prosperity Bundle, it lasts for 3 months. It is $100, and it includes the self-empowerment clearing, the psychic billboard clearing, the prosperity empowerment, the poverty whole life, the seven-generation poverty clearing, the whole life victim clearing, and also the curses, hexes, spells clearing. And then, as some of you know, once you buy that, it's a lot of healing, but it gets like seven different ones. And once you buy those and then you use it for 3 months, if at any time you want to have any of those particular ones be unlimited, you can just go in and pay $50 to have each of those be unlimited usage. And then you can use them as opposed to buying each of them separately as per your age. So you can save quite a bit of money by buying the bundles. And I think the only one that you can't do that with in this is the seven generation, because once you run it, it's done. So that one's a really good one to do.
Yes, just know you have to stay with the clearings. Just doing it one time, you may have lots of issues, and one time through, may not be enough to clear your issues, okay? So just keep on it until, you feel better. And you will know. So that's why that prosperity bundle is so important to people, because you can really cover a lot of issues that you're dealing with, because there's a lot of clearings there. It'll be interesting if anybody out there has done that, if they actually, if they had their mindset change about money, okay, since we're using the word money for prosperity, and if they thought differently about money after they did the clearing, and then they're able to bring more money to them, or to find a way to make more money. So I guess we got about a minute to go here. Anything you would like to add? I know we have the seven-hour call this coming Sunday. Anything you'd mm-hmm. like to add, Michelle?
Yeah, just one more. We did get a testimonial. It says, every clearing so far, Ron, that you've done tonight, I have been yawning a lot, so I guess it's working. That's it.
Okay, so let's do the Mind of Heart drop, everybody. So you have to command your spirit out loud, which is why you want to wake it up by doing so. Otherwise, it's just going for a ride with you. And if you're in mind energy a lot, it's not really communicating with you. So you want to work with it in the present moment. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll just count it 3-2-1 this time, just to show you that it still works. If you're newbie, you may want to go 10-1, but we'll do the 3-2-1. So here we go. 3-2-1, 3-2-1, and 3-2-1. There we go. Should feel peaceful, no thoughts, and being in the present moment in peace energy. So thank you, Michelle. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody. Good evening.